for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Tuesday afternoon, December the 26th, 1989. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. The Moody's will be the ministers of the afternoon.
The Moody's are here, and Gene will minister this afternoon. If he needs Earlene, he'll send for her. Come on, Gene.
Thank you, Glenn. I told Earlene, get ready, she's going to be next. She's got some lessons she's been working on with the Lord. I just didn't think she was ready today. She may have been. But she's going to be ready next time. If you could get me a drink of water, I'd appreciate that, honey. Okay, today I've got a lesson. The title of it is Rape. The title says what it's about. This is a lesson that touches the lives of many people. And I pray that this tape will go around the world and that many women will be helped by it. Many words that we use to describe sexual sins, diseases, and impurities are not found in the King James Bible. It is necessary to look for other words God used to describe these actions. You will find words like fornication, adultery, effeminate, abusers, sodomites, sensual, carnal, concupiscence, inordinate, lasciviousness, lewdness, filthy, blasphemy, murder, killing, uncleanliness, lust, passions, bastard, thank you, Earlene, dreams, prostitute, harlot, whore, and lovers of pleasure. A study was made of the following words: ravished, forced, shame, folly, lay, lie, defile, and some key stories of the Bible. So let's take a walk through the Bible and see what God has to say about sexual sins. And first we want to look at ravished. And let's start with Isaiah 13:16. Isaiah 13:16. I'm just going to let the Bible speak to you. I'm not going to have a lot of comments about these. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled and their wives ravished. Lamentations 5:11. Lamentations 5:11. They ravished the women in Zion and the maids in the cities of Judah. Zechariah 14:2. Zechariah 14:2. For I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Now let's look at forced. Okay, Judges 25. Judges chapter 20, verse 5. And the men of Gibeah rose against me and beset the house round about upon me by night, and thought to have slain me, and my concubine have they forced that she is dead. 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. Howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than her, he forced her and lay with her. Verse 22. And Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon neither good nor bad, for Absalom hated Amnon because he had forced his sister Tamar. Verse 32. And Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother, answered and said, Let not my lord suppose that they have slain all the young men, the king's sons. For Amnon only is dead, for by the appointment of Absalom, this hath been determined from the day that he forced his sister Tamar. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 21. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 21. With her much fair speech she caused him to yield, with the flattering of her lips she forced him. Shame. Let's look at the word shame. Exodus 32:25. Exodus 32:25. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. 2 Samuel 13:13. And I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold thee, me from thee. Isaiah 24. So the king of Assyria led away the Egyptians prisoners and the Ethiopians captives, young and old, naked and barefoot, even with their buttocks uncovered, to the shame of Egypt. Chapter 47, verse 3. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. Jeremiah 13:26. Therefore will I discover thy skirts upon thy face, that thy shame may appear. Hosea 4:18. Their drink is sour, they have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love, give ye. Micah 1:11. Pass ye away, thou inhabitant of Sepher, having thy shame naked. The inhabitant of Zanon came not forth in the morning of Beth Ezel. He shall receive of you his standing. Nahum 3:5. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will discover thy skirts upon thy face, and I will show the nations thy nakedness, and the kingdoms thy shame. Habakkuk 2:16. Thou art filled with shame for glory. Drink thou also, and let thy foreskin be uncovered. The cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned unto thee, and shameful spewing shall be on thy glory. Revelations 3:18. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Now let's study the word folly. Genesis 34:7. Genesis 34:7. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they had heard it, and the men were grieved, and they were very wroth, because he had wrought folly in Israel by lying with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. Deuteronomy 22:21. Then they shall bring out the damsel to the door of her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her with stones that she die, because she hath wrought folly in Israel to play the whore in her father's house. So shalt thou put away evil from among you. Judges 19:23. And the man, the master of the house, went out unto them and said unto them, Nay, my brethren, nay, I pray you, do not so wickedly, seeing that this man is come into mine house, do not this folly. Judges 26:6. And I took my concubine and cut her in pieces and sent her throughout all the country of the inheritance of Israel, for they have committed lewdness and folly in Israel. 2 Samuel 13:12. And she answered him, Nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. Now let's study the word lay, L-A-Y. Genesis 19:33. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Chapter 30:16. And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, "Thou must come in unto me, for surely I have hired thee with my son's mandrakes." And he lay with her that night. Chapter 34, verse 2. Chapter 34, verse 2. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. Chapter 35, verse 22. Chapter 35, verse 22. And it came to pass, when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went in and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. Deuteronomy 22, 22. Deuteronomy 22, 22. If a man be found lying with a woman married to an husband, then shall both of them die, both the man that lay with the woman and the woman. So shalt thou put away evil from Israel. Verse 25. But if a man find a betrothed damsel in a field, and a man force her and lie with her, then the man only that lay with her shall die. Verse 28 and 29. If a man find a damsel that is a virgin, which is not betrothed, and lay hold on her and lie with her, and they be found, then the man that lay with her shall give unto the damsel's father 50 shekels of silver, and she shall be his wife, because he hath humbled her, he may not put her away all his days. 1 Samuel 2:22. 1 Samuel 2:22. Now Eli was very old, and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. 2 Samuel 11:4. 2 Samuel 11:4. And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanliness, and she returned unto her house. Ezekiel 23:8. Ezekiel 23:8. Neither left she her whoredoms brought from Egypt, for in her youth they lay with her, and they bruised the breasts of her virginity and poured their whoredom upon her. Now let's study the word defiled. Genesis 34:2. Genesis 34, verse 2. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. Verse 5. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they were come. Verse 13. And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor his father deceitfully and said, "Because he hath defiled Dinah, their sister." Verse 27. And the sons of Jacob came upon the slain and spoiled the city because they had defiled their sister. Numbers 5:13. Numbers 5:13. And a man lie with her carnally, and it be hid from the eyes of her husband, and be kept close, and she be defiled, and there be no witness against her, neither she be taken with the manner. Verse 14. And the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be defiled. Or if the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be not jealous of his wife, and she be not defiled. Verse 20. But if thou hast gone aside to another instead of thy husband, and if thou be defiled, and some man hath lain with thee beside thine husband. Verse 27, 28, and 29. And when he hath made her to drink the water, then it shall come to pass that if she be defiled and have done trespass against her husband, that the water that causes the curse shall enter into her and become bitter, and her belly shall swell, and her thigh shall rot, and a woman shall be a curse among her people. And if the woman be not defiled, but be clean, then she shall be free, and shall conceive seed. This is the law of jealousies when a wife goeth aside to another instead of her husband, and is defiled. Deuteronomy 24:4. Deuteronomy 24:4. Her former husband, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife after that she is defiled. For that is abomination before the Lord, and thou shalt not cause the land to sin, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. 1 Chronicles 5:1. 1 Chronicles 5:1. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but for as much as he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, and a genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright. Ezekiel 18:6. Ezekiel 18:6. And hath not eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to the idols, to the house of Israel, neither hath defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath come near to a menstruous woman. Verse 11. And that doeth not any of these duties, even hath eaten upon the mountains and defiled his neighbor's wife. Verse 15. That hath not eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, hath not defiled his neighbor's wife. Chapter 22, verse 11. Chapter 22, verse 11. And one hath committed abomination with his neighbor's wife, and another hath lewdly defiled his daughter-in-law, and another in thee hath humbled his sister, his father's daughter. Chapter 23, verse 17. 23:17. And the Babylonians came to her into the bed of love, and they defiled her with their whoredom, and she was polluted with them, and her mind was alienated from them. Now let's study the word lie, L-I-E. Genesis 19:32. Genesis 19:32. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, and that we may preserve seed of our father. Verse 34. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said unto the younger, Behold, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. Chapter 30, verse 15. Chapter 30, verse 15. And he said unto her, Is it a small matter that thou hast taken my husband? And wouldest thou take away my son's mandrakes also? And Rachel said, Therefore he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes. Chapter 39, verse 7. Chapter 39, verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, Lie with me. Verse 10. And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her, to lie with her, or to be with her. Verse 12. And she called him by his garment, saying, Lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand, and fled, and got him out. Verse 14. Then she called unto the men of her house, and spake unto them, saying, See, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mark us. And he came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. Exodus 22:16. Exodus 22:16. And if a man entice a maid that is not betrothed and lie with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife. Leviticus 15:18. Leviticus 15:18. The woman also with whom man shall lie with seed of copulation, they shall both bathe themselves in water and shall be unclean unto the evening. Verse 24. And if any man lie with her at all, and her flowers be upon him, he shall be unclean 7 days, and all the bed whereon he lies shall be unclean. Chapter 18, verse 20. Chapter 18, verse 20. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife, to defile thyself with her. Verse 22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Verse 23. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Chapter 20, verse 12. Chapter 20, verse 12. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion, their blood shall be upon them. Verse 13. If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. Verse 15. And if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and ye shall slay the beast. 16. And if a woman approach unto any beast and lie down thereto, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast, they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Verse 18. And if a man shall lie with a woman, having her sickness, and shall uncover her nakedness, he hath discovered her fountain, and she hath discovered the fountain, and she hath uncovered the fountain of her blood, and both of them shall be cut off from among their people. Verse 20. And if a man shall lie with his uncle's wife, he hath uncovered his uncle's nakedness. They shall bear their sin. They shall die childless. Numbers 5:13. And a man lie with her carnally, and it be hid from the eyes of her husband, and be kept close, and she be defiled, and there be no witness against her, neither she be taken with the manner. Deuteronomy 22:23. If a damsel that is a virgin be betrothed unto a husband, and a man find her in a city, and lie with her. 25. If a man find a betrothed damsel in the field, and a man force her and lie with her, then the man only that lay with her shall die. And 28. If a man find a damsel that is a virgin which is not betrothed, and lay hold on her and lie with her, and they be found. Chapter 28, verse 30. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. 2 Samuel 11:11. And Uriah said unto David, the ark and Israel and Judah abide in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open fields. Shall I then go into mine house to eat and drink, and to lie with my wife? As thou livest, and as thy soul liveth, I will not do this thing. Chapter 12, verse 11. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes, and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. Chapter 13, verse 11. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, Come, lie with me, my sister. Now, that's taking a walk through the Bible, looking at what God calls the words he chose were ravished, forced, shame, folly, lay, lie, defile. And now we're going to look at some key stories of the Bible. Do you get the picture by reading the scriptures, the things that you should not do? I think the Bible is very clear. Bible stories. God has given us some graphic stories which illustrate what are abominations to Him and what the consequences are of these sexual sins. These are about Ammon and Tamar, Shechem and Dinah, Lot and daughters, and Reuben and concubine. The first story is about Ammon and Tamar. It's found in 2 Samuel 13:1-20. And here's the key things out of it. Ammon, loving Tamar, by Jonadab's counsel, feigning himself sick, ravished her. He hateth her, and shamefully turneth her away. Absalom entertaineth her, and concealeth his purpose. At a sheep shearing among all the king's sons, he killeth Amnon. David, grieving at the news, is comforted by Jonadab. Absalom fleeth to Talmai at Geshur. This is a sad story of rape of Tamar by Amnon, his brother by David. Amnon lusted after Tamar, let Jonadab help him set a trap, made himself sick, asked for sex, forced her, hated her, put her out, and was killed by Absalom's servants. Tamar reasoned with Amnon before and after rape, proposed marriage, went on crying, and remained desolate in Absalom's house. Absalom hated Amnon, set a trap for Amnon, had him killed, and fled the country. David was very wroth, allowed Absalom to trick him, mourned for his sons, wept very sore, and mourned for Absalom. So you see the consequences of these actions, and you see what is happening among the players in these stories. All right, the next one is Shechem and Dinah. This is found in Genesis 34:1-5. Dinah is ravished by Shechem. He sueth to marry her. the sons of Jacob offer the condition of circumcision to the Shechemites. Hamor and Shechem persuade them to accept it. The sons of Jacob upon the advantage slay them and spoil their city. Jacob reproveth Simeon and Levi. This is a sickening story of Dinah being raped by Shechem. Dinah went sightseeing, was taken and defiled, given in marriage, and taken home again.
You know nothing about rape. It hasn't happened to you!
Shechem lusted for Dinah, took her, lay with her, loved her, asked for her to be his wife, agreed to be circumcised, talked the men into circumcision, and was slain. Hamor talked with Jacob's family, offered dowry, suggested greed to his countrymen, was circumcised, and was killed. Simeon and Levi were grieved and wroth, were deceitful and lied, slew all the males, took Dinah, spoiled the city, and talked back to Jacob. Jacob held his peace, agreed to marriage, was troubled and afraid of being slain. The Shechemites were greedy for the possessions of Jacob, agreed to circumcision, and were slain. Now let's look at Lot and daughters. Pretty strong lesson, isn't it? They're sort of thinning out. Okay, this is found in Genesis 19, 30 through 38. Lot entertaineth two angels. The vicious Sodomites were stricken with blindness. Lot is sent for safety into the mountains. He obtaineth leave to go into Zoar. Sodom and Gomorrah are destroyed. Lot's wife is a pillar of salt. Lot dwelleth in a cave, the incestuous original of Moab and Ammon. This is a sordid story of incest or rape of the father by the daughters. Lot entertained the angels, pleaded with the men of the city, offered his daughters for grain rape, reasoned with his sons-in-law, lingered, feared going to the mountain, feared staying in Zoar, went to the mountain, got drunk, and was raped by his daughters. The Sodomites compassed the house, wanted to have sex with the angels, rejected the daughters, were smote with blindness, wearied themselves to find the door, and were destroyed with brimstone and fire. Lot's son-in-laws did not believe him and were destroyed. Lot's wife looked back and became a pillar of salt. Lot's daughters feared not having a husband, tricked their father into getting drunk, raped him in his drunken stupor, raised Moab and Ammon. The Moabites and Ammonites were bastards created out of incest, were cursed by God, and not allowed to enter the congregation for 10 generations. Now the story of Reuben and the concubine. This is found in Genesis 35:22. Reuben raped Bilhah, his father's concubine. Israel heard about it. Reuben lost the rights of the firstborn. Why did Jacob need a concubine? Okay, now let's look at some other aspects of this. The church's responsibility. What is the responsibility of the church? The fivefold ministry and the congregation. The responsibility is to teach and demonstrate to the world God's standards of morality about sex before, during, and after marriage. Has the church done its job? It is apparent that the world has affected the church more than the church has affected the world. The sexual statistics of the church attenders is about the same as the people in the world. Unfortunately, the church is afraid to teach the laws of God to the congregation and what happens when these laws are broken. They are afraid to minister in these areas and to practice deliverance. The result is what we see happening today in the area of sex, a degeneration of morals of the people of the world. This lesson is about rape and molestation, only one area of ungodly sex. Now let's look at some statistics. Excuse me while I get a drink of water. The following, is the results of an MS, that's a MS period, magazine survey at 32 college campuses of 6,100 undergraduate women and men. One in four women surveyed were victims of rape or attempted rape. 84% of those raped knew their attacker. 57% of the rapes occurred on dates. 38% of the women raped were 14 through 17 years old at the time of their assaults. 41% of the raped women said they expected to be raped again. 1 in 12 of the male students surveyed committed acts meeting the legal definitions of rape or attempted rape. 16% of male students who committed rape and 10% who attempted a rape took part in gang rapes. Only 5% sought assistance at a crisis center, and 42% never told anyone of their rape. In Baton Rouge, over half of all rapes committed go unreported. Most of these unreported rapes are date acquaintance rapes. Ages of victims are predominantly 17 to 35, but can be at any age. Victim-assailant relationship is predominantly stranger, 55%, but can be relative, 5%, or acquaintance or well-known, 41%. Rape occurs every 7 minutes in the United States. This adds up to over 1 million rapes a year. It is estimated that one-third to almost one-half of all young people in the United States are sexually assaulted by the time they are 18. Rape is a crime. Family violence is widespread. Nearly a third of female homicide victims are killed by their husbands or boyfriends. Almost 20% of all murders are family-related. In addition to the 1 million reported cases of child maltreatment, there may be yet another million unreported cases. The victim needs medical attention in 20% of all self-reported assaults by a spouse. At least one-third of all reported rape victims know their attacker. He was a date, steady boyfriend, or casual friend. Incest happens to at least 100,000 children and teens each year. Anal or vaginal intercourse without consent is rape. Aggravated rape is intercourse without consent involving threats, weapons, or other factors. Forcible rape involves force or threats of physical violence. Simple rape involves psychological threats or when the victim is not responsible for her actions, mentally handicapped, intoxicated, and so forth. Indecent behavior is a sex crime which occurs when an adult has sex with a minor. Carnal knowledge of a juvenile, statutory rape, which occurs when an adult who is at least 2 years older has sex with a minor who is over the age of 12. Rape is one of the nation's most underreported violent crimes. All women are potential victims, and it could happen at any time because rape is a 24-hour-a-day crime. Rape is a crime of violence and has nothing to do with sexual gratification. Females must practice safety and use common sense. Most rapists are repeat offenders. Myths include that a girl feels she owes the guy sex after he spends money on her on a date, or she feels she must have intercourse if she gets him sexually aroused. The victim suffers no matter the outcome of the trial. Sex crimes are never easy to prosecute, even when evidence strongly favors a conviction. Stranger rape is difficult to prosecute. Date or acquaintance rape is even harder. Public perception also plays a major role in the reporting and conviction of rape, especially date or acquaintance rape. How about campus violence? Most colleges keep silent about crime, fearing bad publicity will worry parents and drive away students. Campus security, lighting, and thick foliage are factors in preventing rape. There are reports of harassment, acquaintance rape, and stranger rape. Female students may not report rape because they fear public exposure, peer pressure, or may feel responsible. Advice to female students: don't walk alone at night. Don't go along on a date with a guy you just met. Don't go along to parties off campus. Keep doors and windows locked and drapes drawn. Report any suspicious men or activities to campus police. Don't walk around with your Walkman on your head. Have your ears geared to what's going on around you. Don't meet a guy for 5 minutes and then get in a car and go. All right, how about dating violence? Date rape defined. Rape by a date or rape when a woman accompanies a man following a chance meeting. Most people think that rapes are committed by strangers. The majority of rapes, however, are committed by persons known to the victims. Studies on college campuses have found that by the time women are in college, 13% have been raped, forced to have sexual intercourse against their will, 90% were raped by someone they knew, and 47% by rape by dates. Campus rape, gang rape, date rape. A college experience no one expects, but co-eds are learning firsthand nationwide. Violence in relationships is not significantly less for high school students than it is for college students. More than 35% had experienced some form of abuse in their dating relationships, and that's in high school. 15-year-old girls, when attacked, are more likely to slap, push, shove, or fight back than 20-year-olds. Younger women react instinctively, think the preferred response is to hit the girls. Youngsters often receive mixed messages from parents and society concerning violence. These are subtle impressions, but impressions of how children grow up viewing life. It's the fantasy, the romantic, which doesn't always hold over to reality. There's a lot out there that equates love and violence. Date rape can be a devastating experience for victims who may feel stupid for not recognizing that the dates had abusive tendencies, even though the signs may not have been present, feel ashamed, guilty, and depressed, question whether actions encouraged or gave incorrect sexual messages to the dates, question the trustworthiness of others, question their own ability to judge others, have to face their assailants in class or in social situations, and fear entering into dating relationships in the future. Now, perception of rape. In one sense, the problem is that there is so much consensual sexual activity between teenagers who are 13, 14, and 15. Maybe this has given a message to boys that it's no big deal. There's an attitude that forcing a girl to have sex is acceptable behavior. There is a stark contrast in reaction to date rape between the boys and girls. Often boys and men do not regard forced sex on a date as rape. Perhaps it often goes unreported. There is peer pressure to conform to the crowd. The amount of sex that goes on at a very young age is alarming. Why rape? Whatever we wear, wherever we go, yes means yes, no means no. A chant from a march protesting violence against women. If a guy could be raped on a date, it'd be a whole different situation. Men make the laws and men do the raping and the women pay the consequences. The way people react and blame the girl is too scared to tell anyone, much less the police. Embarrassment, self-blame, guilt, fear of punishment, fear that parents, friends, and police will not believe her are valid reasons why a female fails to report such a rape. It's hard enough for a woman to report a stranger rape, so can you imagine reporting a rape by someone she knows? Over half of the rapes committed aren't reported. After effects of date and acquaintance rape include physical injury, pregnancy, abortion, anger, rage, guilt, suicide, sex-related problems, and possible loss of support from family and friends. Date rape and acquaintance rape are enigmas in American society. Society more easily understands the trauma for a woman who is raped by a stranger. A stranger attacks unannounced and physically harms her, psychologically paralyzing. Consider these excuses prosecutors and the crisis counselors said are often used to defend the rapist. The woman asked for it. She sexually aroused him. He was helpless. A guy just can't turn it off. She was dressed provocatively. If she's in a miniskirt or even a sweatsuit in public or on a date, she's asking to be raped. The girl had previous sexual intercourse. What made this rape? Men can read minds. She said no, but meant yes. Men can't read minds. How is he supposed to know her struggles and tears meant she didn't want sex? She isn't bruised. She isn't hysterical. She's lying. She's hysterical, so how can you believe her? She's lying. She was drinking and smoking marijuana. She's responsible for her actions. He was drinking and smoking pot. He's not responsible for his actions. Poor guy. He spent $50 on a date, and all he expected in return was sexual intercourse. When payoff time came, she tried to shortchange him. He had a right to take what was his. Now let's look at the grief process. Denial, depression, anger, bargaining, acceptance. The grief process is associated with all serious crises, such as death of a loved one, accidents, divorce, as well as rape. Being raped is like riding an emotional roller coaster. One week you're happy, and the next week you start having nightmares and visions of him again. It's not fun, and it is a big deal, a very big deal. It's very hard and takes a very, very long time to get over. It produces guilt, anger, fear, and confusion. The rape is relived in night. It is like a self-enforced hell. There are emotional and psychological consequences of rape on victims. Sexual assault is a crisis, and we all handle crisis in different ways. Some women go into shock after being raped or experience overwhelming fear, anger, shame, anxiety. The emotional reaction to sexual assault is complex and often confusing. The fear and confusion will lessen with time, but the trauma may disrupt your life for a while. Sleeping and eating patterns may change. You may experience dramatic mood changes, find yourself becoming irritable and short-tempered, and have difficulty making decisions. Crying spells are another response to the crisis. The psychological after effects can last for years. Now, how about reactions to sexual assault? Emotional shock. I feel so numb. Why am I so calm? Why can't I cry? Disbelief. Did it really happen? Why me? Embarrassment. What will people think? No, I can't tell my family. Shame. I feel so dirty, like there is something wrong with me now. I want to wash my hands all day long. Guilt. I feel as if I did something to make this happen to me. If only I had. Depression. How am I going to go on? I feel so tired and hopeless. Powerlessness. Will I ever feel in control again? Disorientation. I can't sit still. I'm having trouble getting through the day. I'm just overwhelmed. Retriggering. I keep having flashbacks. I wish they would stop. Denial. Wasn't it just a rape? Fear. I'm afraid of so many things. Will I get pregnant or get VD? Am I safe? Can people tell what's happened to me? Will I want to be intimate again? Will I ever get over this? I'm afraid I'm going crazy. I have nightmares that terrify me. Anxiety. I'm a nervous wreck. I have trouble breathing. Anxiety is often expressed in physical symptoms like difficulty breathing or muscle tension, sleep disturbances, change in eating habits, nausea, stomach problems, nightmares, and bedwetting. Anger. I want to kill him. How can I help my raped wife? Rape can affect a woman's feelings about sexuality for some time afterwards. Some victims find that sex stirs up frightening feelings which they associate with the rape experience and are more comfortable if lovemaking is limited to holding and hugging. Other women experience no difficulty in this regard, distinguishing quickly between rape and consensual sexuality, and might welcome their husband's desire for intimacy. However, a husband must recognize the possibility of temporary change in an intimate relationship. If your wife wants to refrain from sexual activity for a while, it is essential that you honor her wishes. Your wife's attitude about sexuality may have an impact on you. The love and concern you demonstrate during this critical period can aid in recovery and strengthen the bond between you. Your marriage can emerge stronger for the experience. Wife raped by husband. Is it all right for a husband to rape a wife? The answer is no. In some states, sexual assault within marriage can be prosecuted. A spouse can be charged with aggravated criminal sexual assault. Possible ways to avoid rape. Avoid males who show signs of aggression or resentment towards women, emotional, verbal, or physical abuse, unwarranted jealousy, alcohol or drug use, uncontrolled anger, or a desire to control a female. With a recent male acquaintance, insist on going to public places or situations where you know other people. Avoid isolated places, including an apartment. Set sexual limits early on and communicate those limits. Be assertive and direct when those limits are reached. Tell him that while you like him, you do not like what he is doing to you. Stay sober and in control. If needed, have a backup plan for a ride home. Find out about a new date. Don't leave a party or bar with a guy you just met and don't know very well. If confronted with rape, stay calm, try to get away, yell for help, attack forcefully if needed to stop the male, buy time with talk, destroy his idea of a seduction. Rape of men and boys. Boys and men can be raped or molested by other boys and men. These are homosexual acts which can be forcefully practiced on other innocent males. They are generally practiced by men on boys or men on men in prison. The reactions, feelings, and needs of sexual assault victims, whether male or female, are very similar. Now, that's the result of quite a bit of research. that I did by getting publications from organizations that deal with this area, both criminal and civil. And I have another lesson which goes along with this. It's called Sexual Harassment, Abuse, Assault, and Violence. And I don't have time to do that. Now, what we want to do is we want to minister. We want to minister in this area of rape, and we want to minister about get rid of some demons. Excuse me while I get some water. Can you see why this is such an important area?
It's something that's been afraid to be talked about. It needs to be talked about.
Amen.
Can you see why it's affected so many women? All right, for those of you here, don't be embarrassed. Right. If you have these demons, get rid of them. Okay, why don't all of you stand up and take a stretch? Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, now the key to getting free, if you have been a victim, is to forgive those who victimized you. And then break the soul ties and the curses, and then get rid of the demons. So if you'll pray after me, Lord Jesus Christ,
Lord Jesus Christ,
I forgive those who have raped me,
who have raped me,
or molested me
in any way,
both men or women. I ask that you forgive them and bless them
with all spiritual blessings.
I forgive them. And I release them.
From their sins.
Against me.
In Jesus' name.
Now, Lord Jesus.
I break every soul tie.
With any man.
Or woman.
Who has raped me.
Or molested me.
In any way. I break the curses
that came upon me
and my descendants
in Jesus' name.
I break the curses of sexual impurities
of any time
in Jesus' name.
Now, Lord Jesus,
I want to be free
of all of these demons
that have come into me
due to my actions
or the action of my ancestors
so that I can live
and have a normal sexual life
with my husband or wife
and raise a family
that would be godly
and would not fall into
these sexual traps.
For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Okay, I command all these demons to come out. I command every root, memory, scar, nest, and habit, ruler demon and lesser demon. I command you to come out as the families are called out and as the individual demons are called out, named or unnamed. I command every demon to go, that we have established a legal basis for kicking you out. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of rape, incest, attempted rape, fondling, helplessness, fear, embarrassment, guilt, rage, anger, shame, terror, horror, devastation. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of vulnerability, confusion, violence, hatred, trauma, frustration, humiliation, withdrawal, numbness, loss of emotions, revenge, pain, sorrow, depression. Go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of sleeplessness, overeating, starving, loss of trust, fear of touch of men, fear of breaking glass, fear of bedroom, fear of elevators, flashbacks, fear of death, can't look at men, paralysis, anxiety, phobias, stress, fear of sex, fear of parking lots, fear of sudden awakening, fear of ski mask, fear of sexual desires, sexual dysfunction, panic, powerlessness, victim, sexual diseases, sexual injuries, fear of death, loss of self-confidence, fantasies, deadness, craziness, loss of sexual identity, dirtiness, sullied, ruined, spoiled, rejection, abandonment, loss of sexual identity, avoidance, disassociation, multiple personality disorder, brutality, domination, fright, powerlessness, loss of control, shock, disbelief, escapism, loss of appetite, nightmares, fear of being alone, fear of crowds, rape trauma syndrome, lust, depression, disorientation, denial, fear of diseases, nervousness, tension, nausea, bedwetting, murder, killing, pressure, repulsion, upset, violated, degraded, fear for safety, threatened, accusation, judgmentalism, blame, infidelity, promiscuity, temper, crying, self-hate, inferiority, worthlessness, fear of being killed, loss of control, gonorrhea, syphilis, genital herpes, chlamydia trachomonitis, you know what that is, Lord, I can't even pronounce it, venereal warts, trichomonas, gardnerella, human amine deficiency virus, fellatio, anal sodomy, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of fornication, idolatrous sex orgies, adultery, masculine women, effeminate men, abusers of themselves with mankind, arsenicoites, sodomites, oral copulation, anal copulation, sensual, carnality, voluptuous, senses, appetites, come out in Jesus' name. Evil concupiscence, inordinate affections, lasciviousness, lewd emotions, filthy communication, obscenity, blasphemy, profanity, masturbation, homosexuality and catamite, lesbianism, exposure, uncleanliness, perversion, lust and passions, fantasies, obscene music, poetry, literature, and art, occult sex, immorality, incest, harlotry, rape, frigidity, bad dreams, heterosexuality, ego, vanity, pride, fantasy lust, flirting, masochism, nymphomania, succubi, incubus, prostitution, voyeurism, bestiality, deviation, child pornography, Playboy Channel, X-rated movies, porno pictures, venereal diseases, gonorrhea, insanity, staggering gait, chancroid, granuloma inguinal, spirochetal infections, syphilis, congenital syphilis, gonorrheal arthritis, venereal lymphogranuloma, AIDS, meningitis, endocarditis, sterility, heart disease, blindness, ulcerative lesions, yaws, BGL, penta, relapsing fever, tropical ulcer, rat bite fever, Wheels diseases, herpes 1 and 2, mumps, diseases, accidents, structural damage, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. We bind your power and drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out right now. You have no choice. We command you to go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go. Come out. Demons in the subconscious mind. Command the demons in the subconscious mind to come out in Jesus' name, as well as the conscious mind. Come out. Spirits of beating, hate, guilt, retaliation, destruction, pouting, cursing, berating, inferiority, loneliness, timidity and shyness, inadequacy, ineptness, suspicion, jealousy, spite, hatred, cruelty, contention, daydreaming, fantasy, distrust, pretension, unreality, escape, indifference, stoicism, passivity, sleepiness, alcohol, drugs, quarreling, fighting, torment, harassment, funk, listlessness, lethargy, depression, despair, despondency, disgust, discouraged, defeated, sadism, driving. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of discontent, dejection, hopelessness, suicide, death, fantasy about death, morbidity, heaviness, gloom, false burdens, worry, dread, apprehension, nervousness, excitement, schizophrenia, mental illness, retarded, madness, manic depressive, paranoia, unfairness, fear of judgment, fear of condemnation, fear of accusation, fear of reproof, sensitiveness, hallucinations, nightmares, confusion, frustration, forgetfulness, incoherence, doubt, unbelief, skepticism, indecision, procrastination, compromise, pride, ego, fear of authority, lying and deceit, pretense, backbiting, no peace. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of covetousness, stealing, kleptomania, material lust, food lust, greed, criticism, intolerance, irritability, competition, driving, argument, grief, sorrow, heartache, heartbreak, crying for control of others, sadness, laziness, death, cursing, gossip, mockery, belittling, railing, idleness, self-pity, self-reward, self-hatred, self-awareness, self-condemnation, self-protection, sexual impurity, lust, incest, fantasy lust, masturbation, homosexuality, harlotry, rape, exposure, frigidity, murder, hyperactive. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Every root, memory, scar, nest, and habit, ruler demons and lesser demons, we command you to go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now be gone. Come out of the people right now. Come out. I command the three R's to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Spirits of rejection, bitterness, and rebellion. Come out. Rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception and lust. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Rejection in the womb, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all these rejection demons that come in through rape and molestation, I command those to go in Jesus' name. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. Come out every spirit of bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, violence, temper, anger, murder, suicide, death, abortion. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All death and fear of death, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now be gone, death and fear of death. Come out, the families of rejection, the families of bitterness. I command the demons of rebellion to go in Jesus' name. Come out, rebellion, self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submissiveness. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, the family of rebellion, we command you to go. Now come out, all rejection, bitterness, and rebellion, the whole families and all your works, we command you to go in Jesus' name. We break your power in Jesus' name. We bind you, demons. Reminds you that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You'll be cast in there with your master Satan. You'll be in total loneliness and total despair. You have very little time left. You'll have worms on your head and maggots on your feet. That's right. You'll be tormented for eternity. You will bow your knee as Satan bows his knee. You'll bow your knee to Jesus Christ. I command you to bow your knee now. And do what he's telling you to do and go where he's telling you to go. Now come out. I command all these evil spirits that we have called out here, your families, that we've taken away your legal right. I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Line up in rank and file and order and come out quickly. In the name of Jesus Christ. You have no choice. You will come out in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. You must go in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command the spirits of hatred for men. Come out. Spirits of hatred for men, rebellion against men, hatred for her father, hatred for her uncles and brothers and so forth. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. The hatred for any type of man who's abused her, I command those to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and drive out hatred for men. Come out. Hatred for men in the name of Jesus Christ. Hatred for her father. Hatred for her uncles. Hatred for those people in the mental institution. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. We stir you up and drive you out. We curse you, demons. We curse you. Lord, we just ask you to send your angels in there with a sharp two-edged sword, capable of dividing spirit and soul asunder. In the name of Jesus Christ, cut the roots out, Father. Lord, we just pray that you'd light a fire under those demons, 10 times hotter than hell. Stir them up and drive them out. Let your light, the light of Jesus Christ, shine upon those demons. Lord, give them no rest. Give them no rest, Father. We just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you send your angels. to read the scripture to those demons and give them absolutely no rest, Father. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for what you have done here today. And Lord, I just pray for healing. I pray for the healing of this people. Lord, I pray that you would heal them of any sexual diseases that they may have, either known or unknown, Father. Lord, let your healing power just flow through our bodies, Father, in Jesus' name. Heal us of anything that we have picked up, either our fault or not our fault, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that you would heal us of any dormant diseases that have not manifested, that have to do with sex, Lord. Lord, just let your healing power just flow through our bodies, Father, and heal us in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it, Lord. For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
Lord Jesus, I want to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every fetter, cast out every foe. Lord, wash me and I shall be washed. lift your hands and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise and magnify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you for your blood that washes every stain away. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, let the praises roll out of your spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Glory, glory to the Lord. Glory, glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
Father, we thank you for your delivering presence in our midst, for healing, for restoration, deliverance from guilt and the bondages of sin. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. When we're so undeserving. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Calvary. Thank you for the delivering power, the authority of your name. And thank you for washing us whiter than snow through the blood of Calvary. I thank you, Jesus. I praise you. Jesus, we don't have words. We're not capable. It's impossible to praise you and to thank you for all that you've done and given unto us. But accept our praise and our worship in a humble way to the best of our ability. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. And LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.